All right, let's begin where we left off. Okay, we have to see Vayit in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Where we left off, my Iker. So that we have to see today. So let's begin. Okay. The Gemara said, what's the difference between Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika, between Rav and Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika? Let's see the Gemara here, Ma'ike. Let's see the Gemara inside Ma'ike. Go ahead. Let's see the pshat. Ma'ike. Eldi, why don't you read? Go ahead, Ma'ike. What's the difference? Go ahead.
Ma'ike. Okay. Ma'ike ben Rav or Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika.
What's the difference between Rav and Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika? Rav holds you need 3 minatayra. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika holds you need 1 minatayra. Go ahead.
Ika ben Ayu. The Amar Shmuel Shnayim Shidanu Dinayim Din Ela Shinikar Bezin Chatzuf L'Rava L'Isai D'Shmuel L'Rav Acha V'Rav Ika Isai D'Shmuel.
Oh, so Shmuel says Shnayim Shidanu Dinayim Din. So Shmuel says that two judges that make a judgment, it's good, but they're called Mechutzafim. We're going to see what the word Mechutzafim means, Be'er Hashem, in a few minutes. But Lamaisa, two guys that judge the din Torah is good. There's no doubt. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika, that's correct, Shmuel. According to Rav, it's wrong. So basically, when I ask you the question, what's the difference between Rav and Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika, and I said that Rav holds you need 3 minat Torah, Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika holds you need 1 minat Torah, you say to me, Rebbe, that's the difference. One says 3, one says 1. So that's basically what the Gemara answers. Right, because Shmuel says 2 is good. So by saying that 2 is good, that's if you hold 1 is good. 1 is just as good as 2, right? So basically, that's the Gemara's answer, that mathematically, the difference is whether Shmuel's right or wrong. So I first want to comment on what that means, okay? What does that mean that Shmuel says, Shnayim Shadonu Didandim? So there is a Taisvis later on Hayim and Beis, you get it down, Dibra Maskel Shnayim. That says when Shmuel says Shnayim Shadano Dinayim Din, it's Lav Dafka. It really is, one is just as good. Shmuel just mentions Shnayim Shadano to tell me that if two guys do it, it's still Mechutzafim. You might have thought that if one guy does it, you're a Mechutzaf. But if two guys do it, maybe you're not a Mechutzaf. Shmuel mentions two to tell me, I want you to know, two is good, but they're also Mechutzafim. They have a lot of nerve to go ahead and do that. That's what Tosfos writes on Hamad Beis, and that's the rush that I gave you today in Siman Gimel. The rush writes, and also the rush writes in the Tshuva Zeklal Kufches Siman Tetvav, that when Shmuel says Shnayim Shadanu Dinayim Din, it's good. Even one guy is just as good, and that's basically what the Gemara. There's no difference between one and two. The only thing is that the Chiddush is that two is considered to be, you are considered to be a Mechutzaf. Now the Marsha on that Tosfos in Hamad Beis. That Tosfos, the Marsha, comments, why is it, and a few fellows asked, the Shimon asked it, why is it, Halacha Lamais, that Shmuel has to mention two? I mean, if one is just as good, what does he have to mention two? So we already gave one answer. The reason why he mentioned two is to tell me what? That if two guys do it, they also are Mechutzafim. Okay? But the Marsha has a little bit of a different terrence, and he says the reason why he wanted to have two, because it's a good idea to have Edom. You always will have Edom around that the case was done. So two, your benefit and the bonus is that there'll be Edom. They can serve as Edom. And the Rabbeinu Yonah writes this Beferish on Vav Amud Aleph, Dibra Masko Mai, that the reason why Shmuel mentioned two, even though one is just as good as two vis-a-vis for the Beis Din, but the reason why you need two is to make sure that you have Edom. And the Maharam Shif and the Zeri Yitzchak on that Taisva say, that in the truth of the matter is, it's an Eitz Tova. It's an Eitz Tova. You know what an Eitz Tova means? Good advice that Lichachili should have two. But the bottom line is, Halacha L'maisa, Kan, we're talking about Bidi Evid. Lichachili L'maisa, Kan, Hare Meduba Rak Bidi Evid. We're talking about Bidi Evid. Because Lichachili, you should really require three. Right? It's not Shaykh to say, here, Lamaisa and Eitz Tova. So Lamaisa wants to say, the Maram Shif and the Zera Yitzchuk, they want to say, Halacha Lamaisa, that only later on Daf Hamed Beis, where we're talking about a L'chachila concept, is Yishayach to say an Eitz Tova, that there should be Edom. But here we're talking about Bidiyevit. Here we're talking about Bidiyevit. And Bidiyevit, Shnaim Shedanu Dineim Din, is that good or not? Halacha L'maisa. Because L'chachila, I would think three are the best, right? Rava holds three, right? Rav Acharika holds one. So therefore, that's what we have now, like this. Let's say over what we said now, Beferish. Okay, in other words, when we began Shir today, we said that Rav holds you need three, Minatayra, Rava and Rabbi Abo, and who says you need one, Minatayra, Rav Acharika. The Gemara says, what's the difference? What do you mean, what's the difference? So just one says three, one says one. So that's goofy, basically, what the Gemara is answering. Two's the difference. Shmuel says two's good. According to Rav Acharika, that's correct. According to Rav, it's wrong. Okay. Fine, but Lamaisa Taisus on Hamid Bey says that Shmuel that Shishnaim Shadano Dinan Din is Lav Dafka, because one's just as well. That's what our Gemara basically says, right? Our Gemara basically says that Shnaim Shadano Din fits in with Rav Acharika. Rav Acharika holds one. So you see the Gemara understood that Shmuel, when he said two, was Lav Dafka, correct? Shmuel, two and one is the same thing. And the Rush says that Beferish, the only reason why I said two is to tell me that two are also called Muchutzafin. The Marshah points out a different shot. The reason why you need two is in order to have Edom. And the Rabbi Yonah writes that Beferish. So again, there's two pshat in why we're saying that Shmuel focused in on two, even though one is just as good. And we're pointing out from the Maram Shif and the Zer Yitzchok that the truth of the matter is that it's an Eitzah Tova, Halacha L'maisa. It's an Eitzah Tova over there to have what? To have two, to have Edom. But the truth of the matter is, here in our Gemara, the truth of the matter is, if you want to talk about l'chachila, fulfill all the shittas, you really should have three, and not just two. But l'maisa, in realms of one and two, if you're in Shmuel or Rav Acharika's camp, l'chachila would be two to have Edom, the bidyevit would be, in a sense, to have one, halacha l'maisa. Okay, so why is it, one sec, Johnny, why is it that you're called a mechutzef? What does it mean you're called a mechutzef? Let's get this. What does it mean you're called a mechutzef? In what sense are you mechutzef? So go ahead, Gabi. What does Rashi say? Chotzef, go ahead. Based in Chotzef. On the fifth wide line there, yeah? Rashi says, yeah. Based in Chotzef. So Rashi says, because you were over the Takanas Chachamim. The Takanas Chachamim was to have three, Yoshvei Kronos, and the truth is you did the wrong thing. Rav Acharika calls one Minatayra, three because of Yoshvei Kronos, because that one guy might be a joker, we learned. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, and those of you that didn't hear Thursday, Sunday, please try to listen if you can. And l'maisa comes out that you're over takanas chachamim. I mean, the Gemara is big stuff. The Gemara says overal divrei chachamim, chayav misa. Gemara has a lasha overal divrei chachamim, your rasha. Not good things. So here, it's a little bit not as strong, but mechutzafim. The Ran, later on in Hamid Beis, has a little bit of a different shot, which I want you to get. The Ran says the word chotzef means magula. What does magula mean? Magula means revealed. And that's really what a mechutzef is. You kind of like bring things to the open, to the fore, when it should be what? Should be kept concealed. Because what do? When you have two judges, obviously, halacha l'maisa, you're revealing your vote. Because two judges, if there's a tie, you can't come up with a psak. So obviously, if they're coming up with a psak, you're revealing your vote. Whereas when you have three, each guy can basically say that they're not the guy. Right? You don't know each other's vote. It's a very interesting shot. Plus the fact the Gemara holds later on, it's rechilus. You're never supposed to say over, what you paskin. The Gemara says that on Chavtesim and Aleph, Beferish. How do you know when you leave, you can't say, I was the guy that made you innocent. The other two guys were the guys that were mechayev you. You're never supposed to say that. The Gemara deems that as being rechilus. On Chavtesim and Aleph, later on. And it says it Beferish in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Yutes Sif Aleph. We learned that. You're not allowed to say it. Halacha l'maisa. So another pshat of what mechutzef means is magula, that you're revealing what your vote is. And that's inappropriate, halacha l'maisa, because in general you want to keep it quiet, okay? So that's the pshat l'maisa of the Ran. So we had Rashi, we have the Chiddushi Ran. The Meiri in Dibur Maskil Kfar points out, halacha l'maisa, that it's considered to be gilui, because if the Dayanim argue, then what are you going to have to do? No, they're going to have to add another guy on. So everyone's going to know exactly what happened. Because why? Obviously you're arguing. L'maisa, nechshav l'galui, you might not know what the vote is, but they know at least you were arguing. And therefore, by adding another guy, that's improper. Lamaisa, because again, you're revealing. You might not reveal specifically what you voted, but it's an improper thing. And the Shita Mekubetzis says the same thing in Ksubis and Chafal from Bidin Maska V'chein, B'shem the Shita Yishana, that it's called Chatzif because since there's no one to cut the deadlock, and if there's a Machloikis, they're going to have to tell people what they're saying, and this might be what we're just suggesting. You might have to reveal your vote to the third guy. This is why I said innocent. This is the other guy says, this is why I said guilty. And they'll pull over to the third guy. So basically, you are going to reveal, and it comes out that there's far as might get known in the neighborhood, let's say. And therefore, by Kiyum Shtaris, which we're going to get to now in the Taisvis, there is no give and take. So that's why Shmuel holds L'chachila, you can even use two. Okay? It's a very interesting svar. That's why by Kiyum Shtaris, L'chachila, you can even use two, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Shmuel himself loves two, and he says it even by Kiyum Shtaris. The svar might be because there's no give and take. So there's nothing to reveal. You don't do anything. You just authenticate. So let's chaz over this nakuda, and then we'll get to your kasha, John. We've got to get to the taisus. We got a lot to do. What does chatzif mean? Like Gabi read nicely, Rashi says, because you're a mechutzif, you're over the takanas chacham. It's never good to be a mechutzif. The takan is three, Yoshve Krono, so you do two. Even though b'di'evit it's kosher, it's still not right. Chiddush Aran says chatzif means magula. You're revealing what your vote is, which is not right. The Gemara says, you're never supposed to say over what your vote is. It's deemed as rechilus. You know, classical rechilus, everyone knows what classical rechilus is, right? We say it in the Al-Khais. You know, I say to someone, oh, you know, Reuven, you know what Shimon said about you? That's rechilus. Chofetz Chaim says, you know what else is under the umbrella of rechilus? Gilui Sod. Someone tells you something in confidence, and you say it over to someone. It's also called rechilus. So there's different categories called tail-bearing rechilus, okay? So it's a serious din. So therefore, you're not supposed to reveal your vote. And the Meiri, the third shot is that you're revealing your vote because if they get in a fight, and if they get in a machloikis, they're going to have to add another guy. And the Shita Mekubetzis says, based on the Shita Yishana, that basically you're going to have to reveal your opinions when you get the third guy, and therefore other people might hear about it, and therefore in essence you're revealing your opinion, and it's going to be a bad thing, halacha l'maisa. That's why though, by Kiyum Shtaris, where there's no give and take, all they do is authenticate the what? Excuse me, all they do is authenticate the star. There's no give and take, so there's nothing to worry about in your revelation. There's no real psak. They just, did they authenticate it, did they not? So that's why Shmuel says, even in the realm of Kiyum Shtaris, two's enough, which we're going to see in Taisus Bezhishon, and that's not the case. Okay, so we got the first two Malcolm Klor. We got that? That's the Chiddush. Yeah, Johnny, go ahead.
Do you think Shmuel alluding to at all whether you hold, you could have a base in Shavuot? That also why maybe
yeah, we're going to have to talk about that, Lamaisa. That's an interesting point. When we get to the next Amud on Gimel and Beis, you can never have an odd, you can never have an even number. Well, how does Shmuel fit into that? That's a good point. We'll have to see about that.
And even though he holds one, even people hold one,
could be. What if maybe Shmuel denies it? It's a good point. Why didn't anyone say that? That's why. We said Shmuel said you need two because of what? What are the two pshatim? Second pshat was either to have Aiden. What was the first pshat? What's the first shot? Why you have? First shot is to have Adim, Lamaisa. To have Adim, we said, right? No, what's the reason why he says two? We only gave really this far that there should be Adim in Dover.
And we all say to teach that it would be a basin.
We said that two is also called Mechutzef. That's what we
right.
said. Yeah. But we didn't give a far why Dafki like two. The only far we gave is that there should be Adim in Dover. Yeah. So maybe because it plays a role of Adim, he's not worried about Shokel. Maybe. Okay. Let's keep it in mind when we get to the Sugya of Shakal, okay? Yeah, Yona, go ahead.
Yeah, someone might have had the Havamina that if he said just one, you would have, if he made the argument for one, you would have thought that two would also be enough as a Bidiyavit, or then again, going based on Aiden. He had to make the argument for two, because we do have instances where just one, not serving as a Bezin, but 1% as a Psakalacha is fine.
Okay, well, he holds Lamaisa, there's no difference, correct. Okay, very good. Okay, now Lamaisa also, number three Nakuda, let's get to it. And then we start the Taisus. What did the Rush say here in Siman Gimel about Shmuel? What did the Rush say? What was he perplexed with? You saw the Rush inside. What was he perplexed with? The Rush. He said, what are we talking about according to Shmuel? Were the two Baalei Dinim Kiblu Alai? So why they call it Chatzif? Why is the Bezin called the Bezin Chatzif? Okay. If they were considered to be Kiblu Alai, why are they called Mechutzafim? This is what the litigants wanted, right? Mitzad Sheni, if it wasn't Kiblu Alai, so why is there Dineim Din? The Rosh asks a very precise kasha on Shmuel. He says, Mimonafshach, if the two Baalei Dinim Kiblu Olai, then whatever they say goes. Why are they called Mechutzofim? And if they didn't do Kiblu Olai, so why is two guys good? So the Rosh basically says like this. He says, we are talking about a case where the Baalei Dinim said to the two, we want you to judge us like you are Dayanim Min HaTorah. Kamosh Nikroim Dayanim Min HaTorah. So it's kind of like a middle of the road track. In other words, we want you guys to be our Dayana, but we don't want it to be classical Kiblu Olai, where everything we said goes. We want you, Lamaisa, Kisham Rubaladin Lishnaim, Elu, Donu, Lana, Kamosha Nikroim, Dayana Minatayra. You guys are our Dayana Minatayra. And Shmuel's Mechadish, Ain Erev Parshis, Katuvkan. Get down the rush, Ain Erev Parshis, Katuvkan. Minatori, you don't need three. One is enough. And the Maisa, you're still called the Beis Din Chatzah Falach LaMaisa, because LaMaisa, really what? Really, you're not doing three. But the truth of the matter is, says the Rosh, the Farish, that Shmuel holds Ein Erev Parshas Kosov Khan. Minatori, you don't need three. It's just they're not listening to the Din Derabanan, so they're called Mechutzofen. So I want you to get that. That's the Rosh's anchor for Shmuel. That Shmuel holds Ein Erev Parshas Hain, and therefore really one is enough. And two is good as well, and there's no problem, Lamaisa Minatari, it's just they're called Beis Mechutzofim. Yes, Gabi?
But isn't the Maskana of the Gemara that Kuli Alma Sari that there is Erev Parshas?
No. We learn on Thursday that it's a Machlokas Rashi Tosos. What is Ravacha Bre Ravika? Rashi says, ain't Erev Parshas saying. That Ravacha Bre Ravika holds ain't Erev Parshas. Rav holds Erev Parshas saying. Tosos says he can even hold Erev Parshas saying. So Machlokas Rashi Tosos, what Ravacha Bre Ravika holds. It's a good point. You bring that up. So that's exactly the Rush in his interpretation of Shmuel. I want you to get that down. It's a great point, Gabi. He's going like who? Who's he going like? He's going like Rashi. Exactly. Because we attach Ravacha Bre Ravika and Shmuel. That they're the same Shita, yes? And what did Rashi say in Ravacha Bre Ravika? Ain't Erev Parshas saying. The Rush is saying within Shmuel, ain't Erev Parshas saying. So that's a very excellent point, Gabi, okay? So you see the Rush's point is going Lefi what? Lefi Rashi. That he holds Ein Erev Parshas Hain. Okay, excellent. All right, so we got that clear, so we got the three Mahalchim right off the bat, guys. We wanted to know what's the pshat of two. Is two Lav Dafka? Yes. Why two Einim? Why is he called Chatzif? That was two. And number three, what is the Rush? What is Shmuel anchored on? Ein Erev Parshas Hain, and they said, we want you two guys to be our Dayanim and Atayrim. And they're called Mechutzof. Okay, let's see the Tyson side now. Dirumaska Lurava. Okay? Ellie, go ahead. Let's look inside, guys. Let's see the Tysus. Lurava. Okay? Let's see what's going on in Lurava. Go ahead.
Lurava Lisli de Shmuel. Bahag Posekish.
Bahag meaning the Baal Alochas Gedailis. Go ahead. One of the early Rishonim. Halig Rishonim. The Rishonim and Achron the Baal Amasaira. Go ahead.
Bahag Posekish Shmuel. Afagav de Rava Polygal Abmishum de Rav Nachman Kai. Come on.
So what is he saying? He says the Bahag holds like Shmuel the Shnaim Shadanu Dinam Din. Even though Rava argues. So what's the big deal? Rava argues. What do you mean what's the big deal? Rava argues. Rava is later Amora. We have a general Klav Allah is always like the later Amora. And Rava's no, if I don't know if you guys saw it and said it, I think the Kesef Mishnah said the line, he's called Mara the Shmaitza. It's like Rava's like, you know, one of the biggest Amoraim in Shas. So it's big stuff if Rava doesn't hold like Shmuel. So how can the Bahag side against Rava? Because there's someone even bigger than Rav and Dinim Omanus. We learned last year in Tzubas Yud Gimel Amanav. And which Amar is that? Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman and Hamanav goes like Shmuel. So if Rav Nachman, who's Dan Umke L'dine, is always what? In depth in Chayshin Mishma, we always passing like him in Dinim Omanus. If he holds like Shmuel, that's why the Hags passes like who? Passes like Shmuel. Go ahead. What's he bothered by? Had the Amar. Gabi Shlosha. Right. So you have three Dayanim sitting to authenticate the star, and then one of them dies. So the Gemara says, if one of them dies, how can you authenticate the star with only two Dayanim? So the Gemara says, oh, no problem. Maybe Rabbanan and Rashi hold like who? Hold like Shmuel. What does that give off an impression? Oh, maybe they hold like Shmuel, but we don't hold like Shmuel. The impression of the Gemara is that we don't pass like Shmuel. So he's asking, how could the Bahag pass like Shmuel? They seem to have done something wrong. The Gemara says, no, they didn't do anything wrong. There is a sheet out there that they can rely on. Shita out there they can rely on, but doesn't the Bahak Paschal and Shmuel? The Gemara gives off an impression we don't Paschal and Shmuel. Stocha Kasha. Go ahead.
The Mashma, the Ein Hacha
Kishmuel. Oh, that's the Kasha. So what's the answer?
Hachi Yipirusha Kishmuel Ba'amasir Lehu B'Kiu.
Ubezeh
Ein Hacha Kimoso.
Da'afilu?
Da'afilu Rav Nachman B'Kai Kishmuel. This name should have been named in
Mode.
Mode.
Kid Amar. Becheskes. So what's Tysus's answer? Tysus says, I want you to know something. In general, what? In general, according to Kol Torah Kula, most categories, who do we paschal like? Shmuel, the box says. Shnayim Shadonu Dinayim Din. Kiyum Shtaris is different. Kim Shtaris, we agree. Rav Nachman, who even generally supports Shmuel, will say Kim Shtaris, you need three like Baba Vasa Dafman. But Shmuel, you get the impression, seems to hold what? Shmuel seems to hold that himself, Kim Shtaris, what? You'll only need two. And based on what we just said, because there's no Masa Matan, there's no give and take. So if there's no give and take needed, so there's no problem in two paskening halacha l'maisa. Okay? Because there's no give and take. Now, I want to give a svara. What is the svara why Kiyum Shtaris will be different than all other areas? So we mentioned already, we're going to get more to this business. And today, we developed the Rambam. We've said already a few times from the Rav Zatzal that Beis Din can have two roles. Sometimes they are hara, they can paskin a shaila, and sometimes their presence alone is needed, which is called a maisa Beis Din, like geiris, like chalitza, like what? Like Kiyum Shtaris. All they do is authenticate. Like Odisha. We'll get to that now. What is Odisha? Go ahead, Ellie. Finish it up. What does Odisha mean? Please get it down. The Marshal in Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, the Marshal in Gittin, Pinchas, says that Odisha means, I tell Ellie, this white shirt that I'm wearing, it's yours. That's a sheker. It's really my shirt. But I'm giving it to Ellie. Through a means of sheker. It really means, Odisha literally means admission. But I'm admitting something that's not true. But that's my way of giving it to her. If I do Odisha in front of two people, go ahead. What's the din? And you write up the star, go ahead, Vidilma.
Vidilma.
Rabbanan.
Sorry, Vidilma, Rabbanan, Debey, Rav Ashi, Kishmuel.
How can a hoda in front of two guys be good, Odisha? I say in front of Yosef and Daniel, hey Ellie, this shirt is yours. It's good. The Gemara says, it's good. Oh, there's one sheet to rely on, Shmuel. That implies that we don't hold like Shmuel again. I thought we hold like Shmuel. What's the answer? Hasam
Nami, Haki Peru Shoki Shmuel, Ba'alma Sviralu, Ba'odisa, Ve'chasmu Ba'o.
Kishmuel Ba'alma Sviralu, period. Ba'odisa, no. Ba'odisa, we don't. Ve'chasmu?
Ve'chasmu Ba'oda, Ve'finish.
If I do Odo without making a kinyan, you know what a kinyan means, with a suit or with a handkerchief, and I just tell Ellie, this is your shirt in front of Yosef Daniel, that's bogus. That doesn't work. Ubezeh? That doesn't work. We don't like hold like Shmuel in that scenario. Kidamar? Oh, if I do a kinyan in front of two guys, then we can write up the star that I've given you the shirt. Go ahead. But if there are three guys, if there's Daniel, if there's Yosef, and there's Pinchas, then I don't even need a kinyan. We could write up the star because there were three guys. Go ahead. Because if you use three guys, that's a real panel. That's a real Beis Din. They send for you to come. They subpoena you. Mizamlo means they subpoena you. So if there are three guys, that's a real Beis Din. So Tysus says, guys, that the Bahag Paskins like who? Shmuel. Shnayim Shadonu Dinayim Din. But he says, I want you to know there are two categories which we don't hold like. Two categories we require three. Kiyum Shtaros and Odisa. Kiyum Shtaros and Odisa. Okay? Here you need three. Sarich Shlosha. So I'm asking you, what is the difference between Kiyum Shtaros and Odisa and all the other areas in Dinim Lomas? Hodals, Hovals. What's the difference in Lomas? So I want to suggest this is the difference. All the other areas, they register a raw that the Yanim Gavi have to pass it. Let's get it down. We're saying a sfarah for Taisus. However, when it comes to what? When it comes to Kiyum Shtaris and Odisa, those things, their presence alone is needed. If their presence alone is needed, then we don't accept what? Two. We accept only what? We accept three. You need three. Now, I'll grant you, there are two cases that seem a bit difficult in Shas. What are those two cases? The Tosa Rush brings up Bittul HaGet and a Pruzbul. Bittul HaGet and a Pruzbul. So there, Rav Nachman actually says two are good. So that's a little bit of a difficulty, okay? I was thinking that just before we had the Tillim. Mm-hmm. How are we going to get out of that point? But I got to be honest with you. It is beferish that Rav Nachman's of the opinion that by Bittul HaGet and by Pruzbul, two suffices. Somehow Bittul HaGet is different. The Tosa Rosh says that Bittul HaGet, Rav Nachman says, two's enough. Lebei Trei Nami Bezin Karu. All the Shona Adin Bittul HaGet. Just like Pruzbul two works, Bittul HaGet two works. So there's something special about those two, Lemaisa. By Pruzbul, and let's just write that down. But I want to put that, let's put that on the side for now. Why is it true that Pruzbul, you know, you need a Bezin for Pruzbul, and to nullify a get, there we say Shnaim suffices. Bechur, you would have said that's a Maisa Bezin too. Bechur, you would have said that's a Maisa Bezin also. Why shouldn't two be good enough for that? Halacha l'maisa, correct? So we have to put that on the side, but I want you to get down to Taisa Rosh Hashanah is enough. But what we want to suggest, Lomdus in the Taisus is that Taisus is of the opinion that you need Beferish. You need Beferish to have four cases where there is what? A Maisa Bezin. And that's exactly what this is. Kiyum Shtaris and Odisa is a Maisa Bezin. And therefore, since it's a Maisa Bezdin, Halacha L'Maisa, Odis is a Maisa Bezdin. What are they doing? They're just having this, you know, the presence where I'm giving over my shirt to Ellie. The Kiyum Shtar says that they're authenticating. You know, the truth is that Pruzbul and Bittul HaGet, you could say, is a little bit more. It's a little bit more what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? They're paskinning a little bit more. There's a little bit more of a psak. By a Pruzbul, they're saying that the law now will remain intact. By a Bittul HaGet, they're actually canceling the get. Right? A guy can't cancel a get in the middle of the street, the husband. So maybe we could suggest, here there's a little bit more of a notion of hora, as opposed to what? Here they're just paskinning. Well, here there's just their presence alone is needed. Allah l'maisa. Maybe that's a little bit of a chiluk that you have to say. But we want to build up this difference now between a hora and a maisa basin. Yoni, you follow me? That's what Tosfos is saying. That this is a box. Kiyum Shtaris and Odisa are special. So even if you hold like the Baha'i, who paskins what? That Shmuel's correct. These two categories are what are special. But I want you to know, even Shmuel seems to say that in those categories he would stick with two. It's only Rav Nachman and the later Amoraim who paskin like Shmuel, and the Baha'i paskin like Shmuel in all areas with the exception of this. Now let's point out, one second, Shimon. Do all the Rishonim agree to this? No. Does everyone agree like the Baha'i? Absolutely not. That we paskin like Shmuel. In fact, it's a very unique and novel shita. This is where I wanted you to see that Rosh again. There's a lot of different chidushim in the Rosh. The Rif in the Rosh in Simon Gimel paskin. I don't care that Rav Nachman paskin like Shmuel and the halachas like Rav Nachman the Chol Dinim. We go like Abai v'Rava, and Abai v'Rava, Rava does not hold like Shmuel, and that's the bottom line. Shnayim Shadanu ain't dinayim din, and in the Agos Ashri there. He even points out, I gave you that yesterday, that even Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold Ein Dineim Din. And that's what Tosfos said. Tosfos said, if you remember on Bezim and Beis, remember that big Tosfos Divrei Hakol? Tosfos said Beferish, no. Didn't Tosfos say Beferish L'maisa? The Iker L'Halacha Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dineim Din. That's what Tosfos said Divrei Maskal Hakol. He held that Beferish. So I want you to get that down, that not everyone agrees with the Bahag in a strong way. The Rif, the Rosh, that goes Ashri, and the basis is because we go by Basa Rava and onward. And Rava disagrees with Shmuel, and that's it. And not only Rava, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says that goes Ashri points out. So not everyone agrees with the Baha'i. But we want to hear develop the Maisa is that even if you hold like the Baha'i, Kiyum Shtaris and Odis are going to be different. And the Svara being, as we're suggesting, is because this is a pure Maisa Beisdin. Wherever there's more of an element of Horoah, two would suffice. And we're saying that Pruzbul and Bittul HaGet has more of an element of Horatu in it than Maisa Bezdin. Therefore, two Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, would be enough. Okay? Now the truth of the matter is, I have to tell you that from the perspective of Shaul, you would think it's more of a problem. Because from the perspective of, the more you highlight the issue of Orah, you think you would not want to have an even number, because there might be a deadlock. Right? But the bottom line is that in order to have a presence, to have a Maisa Beisdin, you need to what? You need to have three. Anything less than that is just in Yoni Horah. But if you need a presence, three guys create that presence. One guy cannot create that presence, which we're going to get to. Now, just very briefly, parenthetically, I said it to a few guys in Seder, we looked it up. What are the five ways that you can do Kiyum Shtaros? What simon was it? Mem Vav Sif Hei and Choshen Mishpat. Please get it down. What are the five ways? Number one, Aiden testifying themselves that is their signatures. Number two, I'm going to say Aiden Atzmam. Number two, Aiden Acherim, other two Aiden testify. Me'idim, that we recognize those signatures are not forged. That those are those guys' signatures. What's number three? Hashvaos Shtaros. What's Hashvaos Shtaros? Where you take a star already, the Beis Din says is authenticated. They compare that with this star. Looks like the same signatures. Good. No problem. What's four and five? Do you remember? Who did I do this with in Seder?
Hey.
Ellie?
There's one we had to look up.
What was the fourth? You remember? We had to look two up.
They didn't have to write their names on the star.
They just write a name. The Aiden just write their name. Aiden Chotmim. They Chotmim on a piece of paper, and then we look at it. Chotmim al Niyar. And what was number five? What was number five? You don't remember?
I remember.
Nochem, you remember? What was the fifth way we said? No? I don't remember what the fifth way is. There are five ways, Lomaisa. There's a fifth way that we do it. What is it that the Dayanim themselves recognize? That was the fifth. The fifth is that Dayanim themselves recognize it. Dayanim Akirim Atzma. They recognize it themselves. That those are the signatures. Simon Mem Vav Sifhei. There are five ways to do authenticate Zach. You got me, Zach? Five ways to authenticate stars. Because we're afraid that there's an error if there's a protesting that it's forged. Now, Rabbeinu Avigdor writes, even though Kiyum Shtaros is an institution that's the Rabbanon, but if there is a protesting, you require Kiyum Shtaros Minat Torah Zach. Rabbeinu Avigdor quotes this. The Torah says in Simon Mem Vav. So if you require Kiyum Shtaros in a case of error, which is required Minat Torah, only the first two work. Because that's Minat Torah. Aidim testifying or Aidim others testifying. And number five would work just as well.
What's
Hashvaos Shtaros? Hashvaos Shtaros Uri is where you have a star ready to be authenticated in the basin's cabinet. They file, they take it out, and they compare with the other one. And therefore the signatures are good. Okay? Mm-hmm. So these are five ways to Mekayim Kiyum Shtaros. The stars in the cabinet's already been authenticated. You take it out with the signatures, it's the same one as the signature of this star. So it's good. They're not forged. Okay? So there are five ways to do Kiyum Shtaros. Generally, it's the Rabbanan. When there's an error, you require Kiyum Shtaros Minat Torah. If you require Kiyum Shtaros Minat Torah, the only one that will work is 1, 2, and 5. Those are the only ones that will work. Okay? Because those are considered to be what? Avis Minat Torah. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. Shimon, you had a kasha before? You got it? Okay. Let's bring this now to the... Zach, let's get this. This brings us now to the steer in the Rambam. Let's get it. You open up the Rambam. Guys, let's get it. We have a major problem. And the truth of the matter is, to answer this problem, we are going to combine a lot of different terutzim, are you? Because one answer is not going to solve all the kashas. One answer is not going to solve all the kashas. So we're going to take from different what? Terutzim, which will end up answering all the kashas. Okay? But one mahalach will not answer all the kashas. Let's begin with this steer in the Rambam, halacha lemaisa. The Rambam says in Pirik Beis, halacha yud, okay? Rambam says, again, I want to keep in mind that not everyone agrees with the Bahag, as we said, halacha lemaisa, right? Not everyone agrees, Rav Rishonim don't paskin like the Bahag. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Bez Alocha Yud. Let me read it to you. He says as follows. Says the Rambam, Afal Pishen Bezin Pochos Mishlosha, Mutr Lech Ladun Minatayah Shenemer Vetzedek Tishbon Amisecha, Umidive Sofrim, Achi Ushlosha, Shnaim Shedonu Ein Dinayim Din.
Rambam paskins like Ravacha Breid Ravika that one man is good. And then he goes ahead and he says, in the very same halacha, Yonah, Shnayim Shedanu Ein Dinayim Din. Those two points are mamish against the Gemara. Because the Gemara said that if you hold like Ravacha Breid Ravika, yes, Yonah, that one is good, yes, then two's got to be good too. And then he turns around in the very same halacha and he says, Shnayim Shedanu Ein Dinayim Din. This kasha, the Kesef Mishnah says, was asked by the Rashba. The Rashba says, I don't understand this Rambam. So number one, kasha is Stira or Rambam. That's the first kasha. Okay?
What was the first part of the Stira?
The Stira is as follows. He passes a Ravacha Redovika that one guy's good. What should follow based on that? That Shnayim Shedanu Dinayim Din. And what does he say? Shnayim Shedanu Ein Dinayim Din. That's a problem. A very big problem. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Tshuvas Rashba that he asked this kasha. That's number one. Number two, second kasha on the Rambam. Let's get it. Second kasha. Very strong kasha on the Rambam. Number two, Halacha Lamaisa. Why is it, and this is what I mentioned earlier, why would the Rambam hold like Ravacha Breid Ravika? Who is the Mara de Shmaitze? Who's the Mara de Shmaitze in Shas? Who do we say is the biggest Amir in Shas? Who's the Basra Mara de Gemorim? Who's the Basra? What we said, Rava is the Basra later, and he's the Mara de Gemara. He's basically what? The biggest Amir. How could the Rambam side Yosef with Ravacha Breid Ravika and not side with Rava? That's a second kasha. That's also quoted by the Kesef Mishnah B'Shem, the Tshuvas HaRashba that we went through together, Jacob, correct? We went through this with Daniel, right? That's the second kasha. Please get the kashas down. Number three, a third kasha. What's the third kasha? The third kasha is the Rambam Paskins, Halacha Lamaisa. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Hey Halacha Ches. He Paskins, I'll read it to you. That Minat Torah, what do you need? You need Mumchim. Perek Hey Halacha Ches. Afilu Shlosha Yotos are good. Afilu Echad Mumcha. Danos Afilu Aflekach Dana Boros Oloski Yotzim in Chutzlorets. Avishin Bezin Shal Chutzlorets Aluhim. Shlichus Bezin Shal Yotzro Osim Nein Lenner Shus Ladun Dini Kras Vishkikusa. What does the Rambam say in Perek Hey Halacha Ches? That Minat Torah, you need what? Perek Hey Halacha Ches. We start off Perek Bez Halacha Yud. What does Rambam say in Perek Bez Halacha Ches? That you need Shlichusayu. What does Shlichusayu mean, guys? Gemara Gittin Peches Amez, we learned it. The Rabbanim of today are Shluchim of the Rabbanim of old. Meaning you need three Mumchim Minat Torah. Sarich, what? Shlichusayu implies you need Sarich, Shlosha, Mumchim, Min HaTorah. That's what that implies, guys. And the reason why you don't need it nowadays is because why? We are Rabbanim, we are the Smuchim. The Rabbanim today are Smuchim of the Rabbanim of old. Knossos, you need three Mumchim. And that's only done in Eretz Yisrael. Other Dinim Amos, like Odos of Oz, don't need Mumchim. Shloshei Adyotos are fine. And therefore, we can do Odos of Oz in Chutzlarts. Aye, even though we don't have Elohim in Chutzlarts, no problem. Shlichusayu? Shlichusayu implies you need three mumchim, Gabi. Yes? Doesn't Shlichusayu imply you need three mumchim? But I thought he holds a Gravacha Breid Ravika. That one is enough. That's number three kasha. Everyone got that? That's a third kasha on the Rambam.
No, you could just say
it's talking about one mumchim. Let's wait. Well, Poshup Shad, it's a strong kasha. You need three mumchim. You need three mumchim. Shlichusayu says you don't need it. But it implies you need three. I thought he passed like Ravacha Breid Ravika. That one's enough.
Who said number three?
This is all Lomaisa Kasha the Kesef Mishnah. Perakei Halacha Ches. This one is in Perakei Halacha Ches. And number four, the Rambam himself, where in Hilchos Schiris, Paskin's what? What is he Paskin?
Erev Parshis. The Rambam himself, Hilchos Schiris, by Modeh B'Miksas, Shvuas HaShomrim needs Modeh B'Miksas. Modeh B'Miksas, not just by Halval, but it's also by Parshas Shomrim. A Shomer has to take a Shvuah Modeh B'Miksas. What does that imply, Zach? That implies the favors. Modeh B'Miksas by Halval and also by what Shomer? Both need it. So the Rambam Paskins Erev Parshis. If he Paskins Erev Parshis, and we know that Shomrim needs what? Modeh B'Miksas too, not just Halval, we got a problem. If the Rambam Paskins Erev Parshis saying, what do you see from there? That's the Shita of Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. And the Gemara said, if you hold what? If you hold Erev Parshis saying, how many mumchim do you need, Uri?
Three.
So we have a big problem. Four kashas on the Rambam. I want you guys to get this. And it's important, an important time, guys. I'm asking. It's an important time what's doing in Eretz Yisrael. We have to try to make more of an effort a little bit. If we can, in the davening, in the learning, try to be there at 9, try to finish up till 12. You be at shir on time, it's going on in Eretz Yisrael. We have to be mechazif, in a serious way. Try to best of our ability. It'd be 9 to 12, and tomorrow we have Seder 9 to 11, shorter, shir on time. We have to know it's there, it's a soul, it's going on, it's unbelievable. Boy, get stabbed, it's terrible. So we have to do something. It's hard to relate to it. It's really hard. We're not here. We're not there. But we have to try, Lamaisa, because it'll mean something to us. If we get up a little bit earlier, if we're on time, it'll mean something to us. I'm doing it. I jump out of bed because of this. So it's important. So we have to do the best of our ability. So we're asking now four kashas on the Rambam. Let's go over them. Number one, the Rambam Paskin, one man's good. One dying's good. Ravacha Brevika. Turns around and says, Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinayim Din. The Gemara we start off in the beginning of Shir says, Shnayim Shadonu Dinayim Din is good if you hold like Ravacha Brevika. He says, Ein Dinayim Din. Number two, how could you go with Ravacha Brevika against Rava? The Mora, the Mora, the Gemore. His Basra, his later generation, the Mora, the Gemore. You go like Rava. How can you shy away from Rava? Number three, why does he say in Perkei Halacha Shlichusayu? Shlichusayu, you don't need three mumchim. Shlichusayu means we're trying to replace what you needed. You needed three mumchim. You hold like Ravacha Bredavika. One's enough. And number four, the assumption that we've always assumed, Gabi, you asked it, but we saw Rashi, at least Rashi, that Ravacha Bredavika held what? Ain Erev Parshis ain't. You open up the Rambam, you're right, Tosis did say it could be even Erev Parshis, eh? Okay. But the simplest shot, Lamaisa, would be like Rashi, you only require one. We had a Kasha, why you need Tzedek Tishbet HaMesecha, that was Tosis Kasha, so we had an answer for that, because of Mishpat Echad Yelachem. We had a Mahalach like that, that you need Tzedek Tishbet HaMesecha, the Mafkiya Mishpat Echad Yelachem, that's why you needed a Pasuk. Because you hold Erev Parshis, and one's enough, why need a Pasuk, say Tzedek Tishbet HaMesecha. So we said a Shtickle, because it offsets Mishpat Echad Yelachem. That's why you need a Pasuk. But nonetheless, the Rambam himself paskins Erev Parshis. Shvuas HaShomrim and Halva needs Modeh B'Miksas. Shvuas HaShomrim needs what? Tzarich Hodah B'Miksas. So that is Beferish. So if it holds Erev Parshis, saying, what's going on? Erev Parshis means you need to hold three. You said one. Four kashas on the Rambam. So I want to offer, let's offer now a few mahalchim, but as I said, each mahalach won't answer all the kashas, but with all the mahalchim together, we'll answer the kasha. Okay? All right? Let's go. So let's begin with the Kesef Mishnah. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes this Chuvas HaRashba, says an amazing thing, okay? And the Lechem Mishnah basically says the same thing. Okay? For all intents and purposes. Basically says the same thing. And the Terence is that absolutely, the Rambam Paskins like Rav Acha Bered the Rav Hika. Absolutely. And one man is enough. There's no doubt. One man is enough. Halacha l'maisa, he quotes a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that one guy would be enough. L'maisa, even for Kiddush HaChodesh, he points out. L'maisa, the Mishnah says you need three. There's a havamina that maybe you would need one guy would be enough. Kamashman, you need three. But there's a big havamina that one guy's enough. And the answer is that one guy is enough. Uri, one guy is enough. Please get it down. Midiraisa. One guy is enough, midiraisa, says the Rambam. Midrabanan, though, you need to have what? You need to have three. Okay? And the Chavar Masakin, you need three. And therefore, the Rambam had a hechreich that if you don't have three, ain't dinayim din. So therefore, there's no problem in the Rambam. When the Gemara says that Rav Acha of Rebbe holds like Shmuel, that's only on what level, Gabi? Midiraisa. Once midrabanan, you require three. So when the Gemara says Rava doesn't hold like Shmuel and Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika holds like Shmuel, that's only mikar adin. When I say mikar adin, I mean midiraisa. But midrabanan, even Rav Acha does not hold like Shmuel. Even one second. Even Rav Acha does not hold like Shmuel. Do you follow what I'm saying? So that's going to answer this first kasha. No problem. Because the Gemara was talking on a level of midiraisa, the Ram is talking after the Rabbanan. And even Rav Acha, Brei Rav Ika holds midrabanan, you need three. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, doesn't answer two, it doesn't answer three and four, but the push-up shot is that it does answer two also, because the bottom line is he's not really what? He's not really ignoring Rava, because he does hold Rava at least on the level of midrabanan. Doesn't fully answer it, because he does passing Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika on a level of the Araisa, which is shying away from Rava, but at least at the end of the day, he's not shying away from Rava, at least midrabanan. So it answered the first two. Yes, Uri, go ahead. What were you going to say? You got it? Clear?
No,
I got it clear. Okay. Doesn't answer the last two, but it does answer the first two. Clear? And the Lechem Mishnah basically says the same thing. Okay? Says a beautiful pshat as well, that the Gzeirah Halacha L'maisa comes into play that two guys would not be good. The Gzeir of Yoshve Kronos, two would not suffice, and they would not be kosher at all. He just is masberit Halacha L'maisa. Yes, Gabi.
And what would be the difference in Rav Acha and Rabbanan?
What'd you say? On a level of the Rabbanan, there is no difference. Well said. On a level of the Rabbanan, there is no difference. On a level of Minat Torah, there's a difference, and that's what the Gemara was talking about. Okay? Very good. Okay. But as we said, you got the two kashas left, three and four. So here we turn to the Ksos, where the Ksos, I believe, reflects what we said in the beginning of Shir. And let's get it. The Ksos Achoshin and Simon Gimel, Sifkot and Aleph and Sifkot and Beis, points out that we're dealing with two different topics. And I want to stress this. What do I mean by two different topics? So he elucidates very beautifully. He says that there are certain matters that a panel of three, a Beis Din, is needed. What are those matters? For example, kafiyah, coercing a man to give a get. He's a bad guy. We need him to give the get. He's being mean to his wife. Who can do that? Only a Beis Din. Hodas Baldin. What does Hodas Baldin mean? If a guy's mowed in front of a panel of three that he owes $100, then a hodah in front of a Beis Din is a hodah. It registers as a hodah. No doubt. That's another example. A third example, to become a huchsa kafrin. What's a huchsa kafrin? If you said something in front of a Beis Din, the Edim come and say, that's not true, you'll be declared as a liar. Huchsa kafrin. Only a panel of a Beis Din can accomplish that. You know, how did we translate hodah svol vos? Remember Rashi had two pshatim? What was Rashi's second pshat? Mode of the mix. What was Rashi's? Kofra kol and mode of the mixas, right? That has got to be done in front of a Beis Din, guys. I think the Ksos works better with the second pshat of Rashi. Because the first pshat was, and that Rashi liked the first pshat better, that what? The one who does what else mean? That there were two Edom that came in and said the guy would admit it, and then they're going to have to make up sock, was it true or not? When I talk about Hodah, I mean the original Hodah. So that's what I'm going to write down. Hodah, let's get it down. Hodah spelled in order for the litigant to be moted. Has to be in front of three. It has to be lifnei Beis Din, guys. Number two, kfiyah. Who does a kfiyah? The Beis Din has to be kofer, not one individual rav. Number three, huksa kafrin. What does huksa kafrin mean? If you said something in front of a Beis Din, then the Edom come in and say it wasn't true, you're declared a liar. Those elements, Daniel, you need a Beis Din for. But there are elements where one man is enough. What are those elements called? We wrote on the board. What are those elements? Horas Isser Veheter. They're really Horas Isser Veheter. Really, the Rav's board is really, I think, what the Ksos is really driving at. And the Ksos writes that the Rambam Paskins Halacha L'maisa, Sedek Tishpot Amisecha means what, guys? One guy's enough for what, though? What is one guy enough for? For Horas. But what does Erev Parshius mean? That you need three mumchim? For things that you need a Beis Din for. For these three matters. Or for what? For art? For begin to connect it with the beginning of Shir, with the Tosfos, Kiyum Shtaros. Or what? Or what else? Odisa. There are certain matters where the Beis Din's presence is needed. And they are the ones that can make a Hodah into Hodah. They're the ones who can make you into a liar if you're caught later. They're the ones that can be kofa gadi give a get. They can authenticate a shtar. They can have odisa take place. You follow me? They can have geiris. They can have chalitza. Those things where Beis Din's presence alone is needed, the Ksos says, that's where the Rambam says, Eruv Parshios. And that's where the Rambam says, Shlichusayu. Why Shlichusayu? Why Shlichusayu? Why do you say Shlichusayu? Because Shlichusayu implied that you need three what? What did it imply? That you needed three what? You needed three Dayanim, right? You needed three Dayanim. Why does it need you need three Dayanim? Why would you need Mumchum for that? Because a pure Hodah, Pinchas, from Hodas Baal Din, does need what? Does need a Beis Din. See, the Rav would say, the Rav said that when it comes to Hodas Baal Vals, what did the Rav say that Ram understood smicha as being? What do we say? What's the havan of smicha? A license? Right, what was the machloik of the Ram and Taisa we just said? Between the Ram and Taisa. I think we said it on Thursday, no? What's the getter din of smicha? Smicha a license to paskin? Or is it an ingredient for a Beis Din? What's the Ram's opinion according to the Rav? It's a license to paskin. So if you claim that it's hodah sval vals, you don't need a Beis Din for that. Because that's the first shot of Rashi. Which is what? The first pshat of Rashi is what? Is that they're pasking whether did the guy owe the money, did the guy not owe the money? That's a psak. For a psak, you don't need a Beis Din at all. Right? But you do need smicha. If you need smicha, then you need what? You need shlichusayu, because we don't have smicha. Right? So what we're suggesting is one of two pshatim, why you would what? Need shlichusayu. You could either need shlichusayu like the Rav's pshat, that hodas v'avos is a hora, and for a hora you need smicha. Even though you don't need a Beis Din for it, because they're just, the Hodos Vavos that we're talking about, Daniel, is where they're going to have to pass it. Does the guy owe money? Does the guy not owe money? For that, you need smicha. We don't have smicha, so we say shlichusayu. Or, we could be talking about what? What could we be talking about, Ben? There are certain things that the Rambam agrees that need to have what? Need to have a Beis Din. And what do they need to have a Beis Din? It needs to have a Beis Din because it's Hodas Baal Din, where you're being moted, where you kfiya, where you need huksa kafrin. For that, you need a what? For that, you need a Beis Din. And that's what the Rambam is saying, Lamaisa. You don't have what? You don't have smicha for that. So in order not to have smicha for that, what do you need? You need shlichusayu, halacha Lamaisa. And that's what he says. There are certain things that it will not work without a Beis Din. And that's what the Rambam says. You need to have a, that's why you need shlosha what? You need shlosha mumchim. Halacha l'maisa. So that would be a little bit different than the Rav's pshat. But at the end of the day, we've been masver both. In other words, I'm asking you, why is it that when the Rambam says Erev Parshius is no problem, because there are certain areas you need a Beis Din. That's what the Ksos says. The Rav would say, why do you need shlichusayu? Because according to the Ksos, you need a Beis Din for the notion of hodah. The Rav, we had said, the reason why shlichusayu was needed because you needed smicha. If you needed smicha, in order to have what smicha, we don't have the smicha, so you need shlichusayu because you don't need a Beis Din for hodas the halvos. There's a difference between hodas baal din, a hodah in front of a Beis Din, and a psak on a case of hodas halvos. But no matter how you slice it, we are now answering the Rambam, either like the Ksosis pshat or like the Rav's pshat. So now we've answered what? We've answered that kasha as well. Okay, Zach, you follow me? Answered all the third and fourth kasha. Daniel, you got me? Again, basically what we're saying is that Erev Parsha is needed by cases where the Beis Din is needed. Then you need three mumchim. But when the Rambam said one is enough, he was talking about a case of a whole raw. And when the Rambam said he needs shlichusayu, he was talking about a case where you needed what? Either a Beis Din like the Ksos, because it's talking about Hodah in the sense that you need a Beis Din, or it's like the Rav that you don't need Beis Din, but you need a whole raw. You need a Paskin. And therefore, if you need a whole raw, you need a Paskin, you need to have what? You need to have smicha. We don't have smichas, we come out of shlichusayu. So that brings us to the Nesivus now. Okay? What does the Nesivus say? In Simon Gimel Sifkat Nauf, he says an amazing thing. Okay? And this also answers allows us to answer all the kashas, but in a different way. The Nesivus is of the opinion that the Rambam paskins like Rava. The Nesivus is of the opinion that the Rambam paskins like Rava. And therefore, Erev Parsha is Ain, and therefore you need three mumchim. Halacha l'maisa, like for Toin Tanis Ganev, Ramotim B'mixus, you need three mumchim. All the Amoroyim l'maisa go with the drasha of Sedek Tishpur Amisach. All the Amoroyim agree to this drasha. So what happens? Listen to this Kenech. We already said it over a few days ago. But let's get it. Everyone agrees of Tzedek Tishpur HaMisech, even Rava. So according to Rava, you drop from three to how many? To one. But Rava insists upon that one to have smicha. Because he's coming from the approach of Erev Parshis. So you require smicha, you require mumchim. But we drop it to one based on Tzedek Tishpur HaMisech. And what does Ravacha Breda Ravika say? Ravacha Breda Ravika says, Ain Erev Parshis Kasuv Kan, like Rashi. And therefore what? Even the Yachid Mumcha does not need to be, the Yachid does not have to be a Mumcha. And when the Gemara says the Nafkamine is the two guys who are not Mumchim, can they judge? So according to Rava, no. The Kasher, the Yachid has to be Mumcha. And according to what? According to Shteyad Yoto, Shedonu would not be good. According to Ravacha, Yachid Shina Mumcha is Kasher. And therefore, Shnaim Shinamukim are good minatayr. So the Maisa, the Rambam paskins like who? According to the Nesivus. Who does the Rambam paskin like? Rav. He paskins like Rava. So now, let's think about how we answer all the kashas. Steer in the Rambam? No steer in the Rambam, none whatsoever. Because according to the Rambam, he paskins what? Like Rava. Rava also agrees one is good. But what kind of one? One that has smicha. And when the Rambam says Shnaim Shedanu Ein Dineihem Din, he means Hedyotos, that don't have smicha. Exactly like the Rav's pshat. But the Kenech that the Rambam paskins like Rava. Number two kasha, how can he ignore Rava? He doesn't ignore Rava. He paskins like Rava. Number three, Shlichusayu. Of course you need Shlichusayu. Everyone agrees you need three mumchim. It was dropped from three to one based on Tzedek Tishpur HaMisech. But you need Shlichusayu. For Odos Vavos, we hold Erev Parshis. And that goes well with the Rambam, who paskins Erev Parshis. Because the Rambam paskins like who? Like Rava. And Rava holds Erev Parshis. Beautiful, no? Rambam paskins like Rava, who holds Erev Parshis. So you'll tell me, what's the difference between Ravacha, Brei Ravika, and Rava? Whether the Chad Nami needs smicha. Ravacha, Brei Ravika says he does not. Therefore, Shlaim Shedanu is good even if they're at Yotos. Rava holds the Chad Nami kosher, but he needs to have smicha. Therefore, Shlaim Shedanu ain't named him because they're at Yotos. It comes out beautiful. So we used all these, we used the Kesef Mishum Shem, the Rashba, the Ksos, and the Sivus with the Rav to try to answer up this Rambam. And there is a slight difference in the Rav and the Ksos, and that is regarding this notion of the concept of smicha. The Rav said, the Rambam says that smicha is just a license of paskin, and the truth of the matter is that those vavos don't need to have a Beis Din, it's just a hora, and smicha would suffice. That's why you need shlichus ayah. The Ksos developed this theory that you need a maisa Beis Din. A Maisa Beis Din requires a Beis Din of three. And these are the examples he gave. Hodas Baal Din is different than Hodas Baal Din in the sense if you hold like, Hodas Baal Din could be the same thing. If you hold like Rashi's second shot, that it meant Kofra Kol or Modim Demixus. That actual happening. There's a big difference between saying Hodas Baal Din and saying that there are Adam and come in that said, oh, that you remoted up to $100,000. That's the first shot of Rashi, which Rashi held was the Iker. The other shot is that it means it's either Modim Demixus or Kofra Kol in front of a Beis Din. So that's the type of thing that he says you require what? Maizah Beis Din. And it goes back to the beginning of Shir we have with the Taisus. That even if you pass it like the Bahag, who said that two is always good, there are two areas where it's not good. You need three. Kiyum Shtaros and Odisa. What makes Kiyum Shtaros and Odisa different? What makes them different is this element of being a Maizah Beis Din. Is that their presence alone, even though we came up with Bit Prusbel and Bit Prusbel, I guess, a little different because we're saying pronounces it, it emphasizes more, highlights more of a psak issue, and maybe that's why two would suffice. Yes, Ben, go ahead.
So according to Sivas, the knock committed between Ravika and Rava Shmuel.
Yes.
Wouldn't a better knock committed be one dying than the smicha? Why do you need two?
In a Hanavi, one would be it, but we want to give a case, a test case, you know, which would be a nafkamina. That would be also the nafkamina. But that's like, you know, when you want to give a nafkamina, you always want to have a test case. So the test case is Shnayim Shedonu. Is that good or not? Okay, so that's the Chiddush they want to say with the Shitas what? Shitas Arambam. It comes out to be what? Very, very interesting, that particular din. Okay, now one more Nakud I want to get to, then we got to go weiter. Yoshve Kronos. How do you define what the word Yoshve Kronos is? What are Yoshve Kronos? Okay? How do you define what Yoshve Kronos are? So, the truth is, Rashi says, let's see what Gabi, what does Rashi say Yoshve Kronos? Go ahead. Gzeirim Mishum, the Rashi, a little bit before that, go ahead.
Gzeirim Mishum Yoshve Kronos. Tavirin She'ein Bekirin Batirim Dinon.
Merchants that are not experts in knowing Dinim. Go ahead. They're gonna reward the bad guy and mechayev the good guy. Okay? So Rashi says they're merchants. They don't know any dinim. That's how Yoshve Kronos are. Jacob, let's get it down. That's Rashi's definition of Yoshve Kronos. The Ran says the same thing in Beis Menachem and Moscow. Dine, the Yoshve Kronos means a socher that is not sat amongst Talmidei Chachamim. He just doesn't know dinim. He's not learned. Rabbi Yonas and Luniel says the same thing. In the Aruch says it means that guys that don't go to Beis Medrash. You know, they hang out in the corners of the city and they just talk about Dvarim B'Talim. This is the Shita of the Aruch on Erech Karen. On the word Karen. You know, the Aruch was a dictionary. The Sefer Aruch. And on the entry of Karen, which is from Karne, which is from Yoshe Kronot, it means guys that sit in the streets and talk about Divri Sikha. They talk about, let's say, probably Lashon Hara all day, whatever it is. Even sports, you know, you want to talk about sports, which we say sports is good to talk about, or politics, it doesn't do it all day, you know what I mean? The thing, good thing about talking about sports, you don't speak Lashon Hara, right? It's not Lashon Hara. That's a good thing about speaking about sports or politics, unless the politician is a Yid, right? Okay, but usually it's not... Usually it's not a problem, but guy, you don't sit around all day in the streets and sit about sports, you know what I mean? Talk about sports all day, but that's the Aruch shot. The Aramah says, even the Mesillah Shom, Chavetz Chaim says, not good to speak Lashon even about non-Jews, because then you get in the habit of speaking Lashon, you don't want to speak about Yidim. So it means guys that do though, they just sit in the street all day. The Aramah, the Ramaskal Rav, says we're talking about Batlonim. What are Batlonim? That they don't go to work. They sit in the corners of the city, and you know sometimes Lomaisa, you know, Bate Dinim are busy, and the Fomik Shabbat Dinim Trudim Yesh Bnei Adam Shabbat Matzlof Tindu Bifneim. The Beis Din is so busy, so the litigants go to these guys who sit in the streets. So you know they're obviously you know they're not Dayanim, but they're needed because Beis Din is so busy. That's what the Yad Ramah says. Now, if you notice, the Rabbeinu Hananel said on the daf, what did he say? What was the Rabbeinu Hananel's definition of Yoshve Kronos? You remember that? What did he say there on the daf there? We read it inside. What does that mean, Shochne Medinos? It means the neighboring provinces, yeah, that don't have experts. So the Rosameach in Pirik Beis Halacha Yud says, you know what Yoshvei Kronos means? They live on the boundaries. They actually might be lands that are outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he wants to say. Shout of this Rabbeinu Chananel. I want you to get this. He says there's no smuchim there. So he says it must be Rabbeinu Chananel had another Girsinar Gemara. He must have had a different Girsinar Gemara, Kolshigin in the Fishi Yoshvei Kronos. Because there are no mumchim in Bavel, right? Whether you pater the Hedyotos from paying when they make a mistake or whether you mechayiv them, it doesn't make a difference, you know what I mean? So the Rabbeinu, the Or Sameach says, Pshat according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it means Lomaisa Chutzlart. So you must say, he says maybe he had a different gears in the Gemara. Yes, Gabi, go ahead.
So in that case, like Rabbeinu Chananel seems that like, he doesn't seem like that, but that they're not like butt lying. They're not like just like that the.
Right.
They're not so.
I mean, it's like, just a technical problem that they don't have smicha.
Could they be understood?
Maybe they're learned, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe they're learned. It's a good point you're making. It's a good point. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're not learned, it just means they're not in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he says Rabbeinu Chananel maybe had a different girsa. When the Gemara said, what did the Gemara say? Why is it not good? It said that you need Yoshvei Kronos. The Gemara said, what do you mean? Then you should make them not pay. So the Gemara says, that's going to motivate them to Yoshvei Kronos. That doesn't work according to Rabbeinu Chananel, because they wouldn't be able to judge anyway. You follow what I'm saying? They won't be able to judge anyway, because there's no mumchin anyway in Bavel anyway, whether you pater them or not. So he says, I don't know how Rabbeinu Chananel fits into the Gemara, but he says he must have had a different girsa. But you're making a great point, that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not that they're not learned, right? It implies that Lamaisa, they might be learned, but they're in a situation where they're not smuchim. Okay? So let's get that. How many shittas do we have, Yoshvei Kronos? Rashi Naran was one. Two is the Aruch, they don't go to Bis Medrash, right? They sit in the corners of the city. Three is, really the Adramah is like the Aruch too, but they just, what, some people come to them sometimes. Really three pshatim. And the Rabbeinu Chananel is that, it's simply it's Chutzlarts. Yes, Johnny, go ahead.
Out of all these answers, why yesterday did we assume, like Ixos and some others, assume that Yoshvei Kronos are compared to Psule Eidos?
No, are they puzzle? No, the Ixos said someone who's mind a little gummer, a little suffer, someone's unlearned is puzzle to be a dying. That was the Balamor that the Ixos quoted. Because you can't, how can you be a diet if you're not learned? You have to know something. So it's not a steer to that. That you can understand why they should be puzzled. We had a whole discussion, guys, yesterday. You guys got to listen. Please listen. Do you say Dayanim Shabbat Miksos Abbat Lekulim? Because the Gemara sets up a makeup where you have one guy that's a diet that's good, and we have what? We want to make sure there's one guy who's learned. So what do? You make one into three. There's bound to be at least one that's good. What do you mean? That means one guy's good and two are bad. Why don't you say Dayanim Shabbat Maksas Abbat Lekulam? So we had a whole mahalach yesterday on that. Very important. And it spoke, as Ron Swag Shlita spoke about, it speaks volumes about the nature of a Beis Din. Are Beis Din the Dayanim individuals, or is it one organic unit? And we had rayas for that. That's why I gave you the Taisis here in Baba Kama. Let's look at it. Does everyone have it there? What does the Taisis say in Baba Kama? I want you to see it inside. On one hand, Yonah, what do we say? Ain't holchem d'mamon achar arov. If there's a dispute, I sell you an item. I sell you a car, and Lamaisa, you say, Rebbe, what do you mean? I thought we discussed, you're supposed to sell me a truck or an SUV. I said, Yonah, car's a car. So what are most people, so there's a whole discussion, Lamaisa, and what do rove people call this? I sold you a truck in the end, but Lamaisa, do people call it a truck or a car? Do you look at rove of what people say? For dinim mamonos, no, you don't. The Gemara has a whole discussion about a chavis and a kad in the beginning of the third parak of Baba Kama. Ain holchem b'mamon achar rov. When it comes to dinim mamonos, you don't follow rov. You don't follow rov? What is the first line in the Mishnah Sanhedrin and our Masechta? Dinim mamonos b'shlosha. If two guys say Reuven wins and one guy, and the other guy says he loses, Reuven wins. You do follow rov. So Yonah, read the Taisus there. What does Taisus say? Just the kasha, and then we'll skip to the Teretz. Kamash Milan. Tema. Oh, and also we know that we go Basar in Sanhedrin, right? We have a Kalachomer, and Dinin Nefashos, you follow a Rove, right? There it is. Oh, so go to Yeshua Omar.
Yeshua Omar, the Hussam, in the case of
a Beis Din, yes? Shiny, it's different. Go ahead. Excellent. Done. There is no rov and miut in a Beis Din. There is no rov and miut. None. What is it? It's a coal. It's one organic unit. The miut is nullified into the rov. As Reb Chaim writes in the stencil, in the Chedushim right here, Rubo Kikulo, we learn out from this pasuk. Acharam Lahatos, Gabi. You follow me? Don't ask me a kasha, oh, we go bus a rov and dinim amas. It's not a rov, Nachum. It's a coal. Rubo Kikulo comes from this din of Acharam Lahatos. So that's why I asked in Shiru Ronsai, why do you need a makar Nazar Mem Gimel Mesh for Rubo Kikulo? You don't need a separate makar. Rubo Kikulo is a what? Is it an outgrowth of the din of Acharam Lahatos? It's one organic unit. The Beis Din functions as not individuals. When Beis Din and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says they issue, when the Dayanim, when the litigants, normally Dayanim don't do that, we learned this summer. Dayanim don't have to write a Psak Din. They can say it verbally. But if the litigants ask for it, then they have to write it. How do they write it? Two guys said Reuven wins, third guy said Reuven lost. You know how they write it? Midivrechem Mistakel Aploni. They write, all three of us have decided Reuven wins, because it's one organic unit. One organic unit. And the miut becomes nullified in the kol. That's what it is. Allah l'maisa. Now, there is a Rabbeinu Yakar. Okay, I want you to get this. The Mordechai in Chulin. And Daf Yud asked this kasha. Let's get this. Okay? And then tomorrow we'll go biter in the Gemara. We have to do Alokhi. Okay? Tomorrow we have to start. We have to go biter. Anyone familiar with the principle we learned last year in Ksuvas on Daf Tet Vav? Kol Kavua Kemechsa Al Mechsa Domi. What does that mean? You heard of this? Anything that is stationary, what's the din? You don't go bust a roof. You have 9 butcher shops. 10 actually. On a plaza of stores in a mall. 9 are kosher, 1 is not. You buy a piece of meat from one of the stores, you go home, you don't remember which one you bought it from. Is it kosher or not? You have to be machmer. Sofik tirais l'chum. If you find a piece of meat in the street, then we say called the parish, meruva parish. Anything that's separated from its origin, it went from the majority. It's kosher. But if you're not sure, when you knew it came from one of the stores, it wasn't parish. The latest I saw was when you came home and you just don't know which store, the din is 50-50. Because the stores are stationary. The stores are stationary. So there's a kosher. We discussed, you know, only if it's the Isser's Nicker. Remember we said that Tysus says the Isser's Nicker. According to Tysus, it's recognizable. It's a question whether it's exerted. Gemara quotes a pasuk. We had a whole machlokes, remember, Chaim of Shimon, whether it's a pasuk or a svara. But let me ask you, as far as I know, the Beis Din is stationary. They're not running around. They're not going like this. They sit down in front of the desk. How do you go bus a rov? Kol kavua should make it a tie. Who asked this kasher? Rabbeinu Yakar, Chulin Daf Yud, in the Mordechai. How can you ever have a psak of a Beis Din? They should be kavua. Daniel, you follow the kasher? Should always be a constant deadlock. Kol kavua kemechsa mechsa domi. So what's his answer? His answer is parish. Just like the meat you found in the street, this is also parish. How's it parish? You're dibor. They articulate their psak, it comes out of their mouths. It doesn't stay in the place. Called the parish, meruva parish. That's what he answers. Amazing answer. He says their psak is like dibor, and therefore we view the psak as being parish, separating from the stationary place, and therefore you follow the rov. But in our scenario, what is it? In our scenario, what is it? And I just thought of this now, guys. And I thank you. I just thought of this now, and I thank you. Based on this Tulsis and Baba Kama, the Kasha doesn't start. Because it's not a rove. What is it? What is it? It's a coal. There is no Shiloh. The whole basin collectively decided Reuven won. It's not a roll versus a mute where you can say kavua. It's like 10 stores are all kosher. 10 stores said that he's chayiv, Reuven. So the kasha doesn't start. Because we view the basin as an organic unit, not individuals where there's a roll and there's a mute. So if I ask you, give me four maramakimus or nafkaminus to the organic unit theory that Rav Ohnzweig suggested. Number one, the group of Rishonim that say Dayanim Shabbat Muxasa, Bat Lakula. Number one. Number two, when the Beis Din Paskins and they write their psak, Midivrechim Nistaka Laploni. Number three, don't ask me the Kasha, Ein Hochim B'mamun Acharov, because it's not a Rov, it's a Kol. And Reb Chaim says, Ruba Kukulo, the unit theory. And number four, the kasha of Rabbeinu Yakar doesn't start that you should say kavua. Because you only say kavua where the mute should what? Should make the rov 50-50. There is no mute. There is no rov. It's only a kol. So the kasha doesn't start. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Estav minche. And we'll go weiter tomorrow. Okay? And chizuk for Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Proud of you guys. Let's go. Who has the daven for the Yom? Jacob. Jacob's daven for the Yom?